Well, as you heard on our newscast at the top of the hour, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez is taking part in Geneva in the high-level segment of the 43rd Ordinary Session of the Human Rights Council, an intergovernmental body of the United Nations system responsible for the promotion and protection of human rights throughout the world. During the debates all this week, Cuba will ratify its commitment to the promotion and protection of the rights of all people without selectivity, without political manipulation or double standards. Let's listen now to the comments of Frei Beto, a Brazilian theologian who talks about Cuba's attention to the issue of human rights.
Es el único país, único en toda América Latina y Caribe que garantiza a
Cuba is the only country in all of Latin America and the Caribbean that guarantees the entire population the three fundamental human rights of nutrition, health, and education.
Andrea Cohen, a Brazilian doctor at the State University of Brazil, had this to say.
Eu sou Dr. Andrea Cohen del Universidade Estatal de Goiás, Brasil.
I do not agree with Bolsonaro's decision to have withdrawn Cuban doctors from Brazil, to break diplomatic relations and to interrupt the shipment of products to Cuba. I understand that it was not a good decision. Poor Brazilian people who have less financial resources are suffering with the lack of Cuban doctors.
And now let's hear the comments of Rafael Gonzalez, an analyst at the Center for Hemispheric and U.S. Studies at the University of Havana.
Ellos diseñaron un proyecto subversivo dirigido con varios millones a regalar información.
They have spent several million dollars on a subversive project aimed at gathering information about Cuban medical collaboration in a number of countries, not only those that have been subjected to pressure from the U.S. government, but in other countries where there is Cuban medical cooperation. They also took important steps aimed at identifying medical workers who abandoned their missions to see which of them, paid by the American government, would be willing to make certain statements saying that they were working in conditions of slavery and a whole string of lies favorable to the U.S. media propaganda campaign.
Human rights, the issue of discussion at the 43rd Ordinary Session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva, running through Friday, with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez leading the island's delegation.